Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Cook. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ron Cook. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Coco Laboy. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. And now, play ball. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Bateman interferes with Torres, who is awarded first base. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Torres scores. Wynn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland takes first base on ball four. Hahn moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco Laboy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laboy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hahn scores. Sutherland moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Expos, 1. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Jim Ray now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine takes first base on ball four. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to third. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sutherland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hahn moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Hahn moves to third. Sutherland moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman strikes out. 1 out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to third. 2 outs. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McGinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bacabella scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Don Hahn. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGinn moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing left field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Menke moves to second. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Menke moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Expos. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Menke scores. It's 5-3, Expos. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Jim Ray. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Adolfo Phillips. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Staub steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bateman strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bateman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy juggles the ball. That's an error on LaBoy. Torres moves to second. Norm Miller pinch runs for Jesus Alou. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Miller moves to third. It's 5-4, Expos. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Menke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Astros, 5, Expos, 5. Howie Reed now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Menke moves to second. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Norm Miller now playing right field. Mac Jones pinch hits for John Bacabella. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Wine reaches second base with a double. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. It's 6-5, Expos. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fairley. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Fairley steals second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Bob Watson pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jack DeLauro now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLauro fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on DeLauro. Gosger moves to third. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 5. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Bobby Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Lampard pinch hits for Jack DeLauro. Keith Lampard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lampard strikes out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sutherland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sutherland. Pepitone moves to third. Torres moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. Torres moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Expos. Claude Raymond now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 6. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gosger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 4 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Houston Astros, 6. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.